guys.
So you're on the ballot again. Today's a special. It's different, though. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you tell everybody what's the difference? Other than you didn't wear a suit.
I got my "We Are California, We Don't Follow, We Lead" shirt on. But today's special because I'm voting with my wife Mia, who it's a test run for her to be on the ballot next November. She's running for school board, and then our oldest daughter Reina
in Alameda.
Alameda school board, and then our oldest daughter Reina is voting for the first time today. So as we were preparing to come over here, I told her what I try to tell everybody, which is as soon as you have the right to vote, vote that first time, and vote every time after that for the rest of your life. Period. End of story.
Yes.
People have fought and died for the right to vote, and you should never squander it, and always use it.
Right. It's a fun thing.
It's fun
to me.
I think it is.
I like to vote at the poll.
You like to vote early and often?
No. Well, I have, you know.
It's so fun, so you keep doing it.
There's my mom, there's grandma, there's the other half. So I got like 6 votes.
Nice.
I just tell them, vote for this person.
Just block vote.
Yeah.
No, it's good. I like to do it as a family. It's a good value to have in terms of civic engagement, being involved in your community and shaping the future of society and moving in the right direction. So exciting day.
Primary day. You got any, what are your thoughts on some of these races?
I mean,
because this is,
you never know. That's why the day is special and exciting, because there's polling and there's a science to that. But we saw from the Trump Clinton election that polling isn't always right, and the voters are going to be the ones to have the last say. But I think Gavin pulls it out in terms of coming in first and probably draws a Republican, which means for all intents and purposes that race is over, and so he can help up and down the ticket for the Democrats and use his resources and his influence in other ways to help down ticket Democratic races throughout the state. I think it's possible that Becerra pulls it out too and draws a Republican, and so for all intents and purposes he'll win. I'm hoping Thurman will do it. I love Tony, believe in him. I think he'll be great for kids and great for schools and great for California. But there's a lot of undecided voters in that one, so we'll kind of see how they break now that they're finally voting with the final day of voting. Measure A, super important. Alameda County, help our kids. It's a social justice issue. No kid's future should be determined based on their zip code or their race or their income. And Regional Measure 3 is something I really hope will pass. I helped put together the legislation on that and got it on the ballot with a couple of my colleagues. And I haven't seen the type of communication that I'd like to see on that one. But I hope the voters will see the wisdom in it. The early polling was good. And then, what else do we have? Of course, we have the DA, maybe Fong Law for assessor. Maybe he pulls that one out and gets 50% plus one. He's got a really robust campaign.
The DA one. I want to ask you about that. Because you didn't make an endorsement of anybody.
Yeah.
What was the reason? Because that could end up turning to be genius, depending on what happens.
I don't know if it's genius.
But what was the, just to stay out, what was the rationale to, like, just...
Strong relationships with both candidates. Great respect for both candidates. I had worked very closely over a number of years with the incumbent DA, Nancy O'Malley. We've worked on issues regarding human trafficking and domestic violence. She's sponsored bills I've worked on to help people who need help, who are voiceless and vulnerable and need people to stand up for them. And so I've really respected her leadership and our partnership. And I feel the same about Pam. I mean, her story is so inspiring to me. She was my Woman of the Year a couple years ago. What she did, in terms of... being emancipated at a young age, being a foster kid, fighting her way and working her way to go to an Ivy League college and becoming an attorney fighting for people in civil rights, arguing in front of the Supreme Court, and just her sort of her moral compass and her moral clarity has always been something I've been connected to and inspired by. So I like them both a lot, and so that's why I stayed out.
So here's the real tough question. You are also known as the, by far, the best soccer player in Alameda County.
What did you Raina, play? Reina, stop laughing over there.
Well, you only have one other person that ever played, that really played.
The best one in Alameda County.
And he broke his both hands playing goalie.
Did he really?
Yeah. Like, how you do that? Did he, like, not pay a bill or something when he was in college?
He needed the Affordable Care Act back then. If we had it, he'd be fine.
So, who's going to win the World Cup?
Oh,
there's
tough.
Only one answer.
Portugal?
You got it. Thank you.
Ronaldo.
Thank you. Thank you. Is that what you're going to go with, though?
I'm going with that today. I think Germany's got a chance. Argentina has a chance. United States doesn't have much of a chance, being that they're not in the World Cup. But you never count out the Germans, man. They're tough.
I'm going with Iceland.
They're awesome.
It could be.
They had a good Euro Cup.
All right. Thank you so much for the
thanks, man.
Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day.